a great result and a clean sheet in a very tough place to go. You must be happy with that.
Yeah, we're delighted, first and foremost, with the 3 points. I thought it's always been a difficult venue to come. And, you know, it was a great night for it, a good footballing night. Got to give Peterhead a lot of credit. I thought they moved the ball very well, a lot of possession in the first half without really carving us open at all, you know. So I thought again, once again, I thought the shape was good in terms of that. Then just before half time, we make a little tweak in the change and make a wee change at half time with personnel. And, you know, it looked better. You know, we'd felt like them coming down the outside of us and their expansive football, wee side, causing a wee bit of problem. And just withdrawing one, you know, we were able to counteract that a bit better and deny space and cause less running for ourselves. And what we had to do and what we spoke a lot at half-time was being calm. And when you did get the turnover, you know, it was important that we made better decisions with the ball. You know, we relaxed on it. We didn't, you know, calm. I felt we were very panicky on the ball in terms of the first half. Perhaps that was maybe the tempo that Peterhead were playing. And then when we got a wee bit of the ball back, they were pressing us very, very quickly and aggressively. So I've got to give them credit in terms of that. But as I said, I didn't feel they harmed us in terms of peppering their goal. And then, you know, you turn out and we've seen two great quality goals tonight. There's no doubt about that. The delivery that comes in from the free kick and the way that big Craig Howie's took that in his chest and the finish, and that's a hell of a goal. So, you know, very, very pleasing. Something to build upon. And then we get another bit of magic. A great diagonal again for Wee Lovey. And, you know, it's an absolutely lovely touch. You know, it's a velvet touch with Ross Cunningham and a great finish. So, you know, I'm very, very pleased, and a clean sheet to go in the back of that. It just ticks off another difficult venue, you know, another trip on the road for us. So we're getting close to the end of this week, and, you know, we'll now dust ourselves down, we'll regroup in the coach, we'll assess the situation tomorrow, see if there's any casualties, etc., and ready to go again, you know, for another difficult venue away in Thursday evening. But very pleased with the night's work.
Just talking about casualties there, there's probably one name that Clyde fans would have noticed was missing from the team sheet. Was there an issue with David Goodwill at all?
Yeah. Unfortunately, David, and the character that he has, he's been carrying a little knock for a couple of weeks now. And it's fine when he gets going, but Saturday there, you know, and the volume of the game's coming up, it's taking him a little bit longer to recover from that. So again, we'll assess that situation tomorrow and whether we've got his availability for Saturday. He's an experienced pro, you know, he knows his own body and that well, what he can get through, and that's something that David does very, very well. You know, he goes through a great deal in terms of going and giving his all. So if he feels that he can get through it, you know, that's a decision that he'll make, and then we'll look. But tonight, you know, I'm it's all about the ones that were here, you know, and the ones that contributed, and I felt everybody, you know, for the staff, the fantastic work that the staff and the preparation for getting the players ready for one game and to the next, you know, has been first class. And that's right, even down to the bus drivers, Willie and Kevin. Honestly, the small things all become very, very important at, you know, at this stage. So we'll do.